Reeve Clayton Kennard attended the Arts, Culture and Sports Grant Announcements in Brandon. Elkhorn District Community Center received $290,000 towards their ice plant replacement. And the Manitoba Antique Automobile Museum received a grant for $24,000 towards their planning. Two radar speed signs were approved at a cost of $8,878.91, and Cole Delaurier, Assistant Public Works Superintendent, will build two trailers for the speed signs at an estimated cost of $3,500 each. These signs are going to be portable and can be moved around to busy roads, work areas and road projects. An application was made by Derek Jaron to construct a new approach on NW 26 October 34 to allow access to a field. The resolution passed with the condition that all costs for the approach and culverts be borne by the applicant and that the project receive Manitoba Water Stewardship approval. Since the water license will be issued to Wallace Woodworth, the municipality will be responsible for determining inlet-outlet elevations of any culverts. Requests for proposal, RFPs, were issued for the repair of frost boils on municipal roads and four contractors submitted tenders. Council accepted the request for proposal from Spark Sand and Gravel for two sites at a cost of $105,086 and $46,410, including taxes and fees. Reeve Kennard commented on the GIS report to note that progress has been made by Brianna Hughes in collecting and handling data for the asset management policy. The policy has been included in the Wallace Woodworth manual, and council passed a resolution to accept the policy. Kennard added, "I think it's incredible the amount of data and asset information that we have in the municipality, and we're very fortunate to have somebody who has found a passion for documenting that information." Council passed a resolution regarding the RTM daycare project in Elkhorn. According to the Manitoba government, the Canada-Manitoba Early Learning and Childcare Agreement invests in capital development of new childcare spaces in higher-need communities. The RM agrees to provide a minimum of 2 acres of serviced land, pay all acquisition and pre-development costs, pay operational maintenance costs and authorize the CEO to negotiate a financial assistance agreement with the province. Council approved the extension of the tax discount of 1.5% for tax payments received on or before August 31, 2023. Cowan. Diana McDonald reported on the LUD committee meeting where there was discussion about the nuisance birds that are wreaking havoc in the town of Kenton. The committee also wondered if the RM would consider putting a bounty on gophers. The summer work student in Kenton is finished now. The welcome sign has arrived, but help is needed to install it. There was a washout on Arthur Street that has been put on service tracker. Woodworth Senior Services lost their treasurer and need at least 3 new members for the board. Council passed a resolution to authorize 3 qualified volunteers to discharge firearms in the town of Kenton to control pigeons, crows and other birds, which may be deemed to be a nuisance or community health hazard. Cowan. McDonald also reported that members of the Woodworth Fire Department sometimes go directly to a call from home, and if they arrive before the fire truck they have to wait until it arrives. She suggested that fire extinguishers in the personal vehicles they use would give them an opportunity to begin firefighting immediately. Councillor Val Caldwell wondered if fire bans had been considered given the dry conditions. McDonald said fire bans had not been discussed, although the department outlined extra measures that firefighters need to take in times of drought. She added that Woodworth firefighter Matthew Williams went to the World Police and Firefighter Games and won a gold and bronze medal in karate. Before Reeve Kennard's report, Cowan. Mark Humphreys interjected with congratulations to the Elkhorn Homecoming organizers and Sow Garth Mitchell for their work. He noted that Reeve Kennard attended along with MLA Greg Nesbitt and responded to some challenging questions as he represented RM of Wallace Woodworth. Cowan. Caldwell also added congratulations to Executive Assistant Morgan Manser for creating the flower planters at the RM office. Reeve Kennard resumed his report with the comment that the Elkhorn Homecoming was very well attended and well received by all. "I didn't hear any negativity anywhere in the weekend," said Kennard. "And kudos to all of the volunteers and organizers. He mentioned Candace Bowles, Krista Orr and Myrna Dingman were the core group of the homecoming committee that put a lot of things together, but they had also had other community members that were very helpful. He ended his report saying, the homecoming fireworks show on Sunday was absolutely phenomenal. He said there were some big 5-inch fireworks, the ones you can feel right down the back of your spine. After adjournment of the regular meeting, council opened an in-camera session to receive a delegation. Kylie Nielsen attended to discuss a letter from Mark Francis, manager of provincial operations for Ducks Unlimited.